Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. Hallelujah. Our Thursday night edition. Amen. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Mighty One. You are the Glorious One, the True and Living One. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your very presence here today, Lord, because your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. We We perceive your presence, Lord God. We feel your presence. We know you're here, and we thank you so much for it, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We just continue to dedicate this broadcast to you. And, Lord God, we continue to just say, have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We love you so much, and we praise your holy name. And, Lord, we pray for everyone who's listening right now and those who will be listening in the future. Thank you, Lord God. Reach out. Thank you for reaching out and touching each and every person at the very point of their need and then doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is our Wise Mother's Month. Hallelujah. And we've had so much fun this month already in our Wise Mother's Month. Amen. We started on the first Thursday of the month with my own mother. Not just my mother, but there's seven of us. Amen. And so, amen. So Pastor Mom was here with us, and we had such a good time with her. Amen. She told us some recipes and, you know, went back in time and told us some things. We had a good time with Pastor Mom. And then last week, we had Sister Monica, Sister Monica Gaither. Now, Pastor Mom has 70 years of mothering experience. And now, last week, we had Sister Monica, who has been a mother for a little bit over a year. And so, you know, we got to hear from a new mother, yet wise mother, last week. So, you know, for both of those, you can go back into our podcast, into our archives, and listen to those broadcasts in their entirety. Hallelujah. And you can just do that by going online and Google or any other search engine. Just put in Gitim Radio, GITM Radio. Amen. And you'll be able to find our Blog Talk Radio platform. And then you can listen to not only those podcasts, but we have almost 1,500 podcasts that you can totally feast on. Any time of the day or night. Amen. Amen. So now today, with our Wise Mother's Month, let's read a couple of scriptures first, and that's Exodus 20 and verse 12. We're going to look at that. You can probably know, you know, you say Exodus, you know we're talking about the Ten Commandments. And so Exodus 20 and verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land with which the Lord has given thee. Amen. So as we go into this Wise Mother's Month, we're honoring the mothers. And, you know, of course, we got to do Wise Fathers next month. Okay. So, and then another scripture, James 1 and verse 5. And it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Amen. So today is a wise woman of God. Amen. Now, she has been mothering for over 50 years. Amen. She's a wise mother, a wise grandmother, and a wise great-great-grandmother. Hallelujah. She is also my sister. Amen. God is he's blessed me to be in a family of wise sisters and brothers, and okay, our mother's wise. Hallelujah. Our father, he has some wisdom. Amen. He's gone on to be with the Lord. But he was a wise father as well. So today with I have had the wonderful opportunity of seeing this wise mother up close and personal for so many years. And I would say even that over 50 years, amen, without telling anybody's age. And so, you know, I've been able to see her and what God does with her. And I mean, not only is she a mother to her children, and we'll talk about her children, not only is she a mother to her children, but the Lord has given her, I guess we could call it a mothering spirit as well. She prays for people, and she's one of those kind of people who will check up on you, who will call you up on the phone, pray for you. One of those kind of people who will send you text with scripture in it. You know, I mean, not just her children, but just so many people all over our family, and there's friends that she knows. And these past, I would say a couple of years, but since I've moved back to St. Louis, it's been almost 15 years. And in those 15 years, we've walked very closely together on, you know, different aspects, working with her when she was the pastor. First, her husband was the pastor of the church, and I walked closely with them, with her and Pastor Coleman, who has now gone home to be with the Lord. And so I helped with the church. And then, and now she is the pastor emerita. So she has, she's still pastoring and still mothering. But her son is now the senior pastor. But there was an interim time where she was the senior pastor, and I walked closely with her at that time, still helping, you know, with the church and everything. And so now, and she's pastor emerita, now she and I are walking very close, helping to care for Pastor Mom. Amen. So we are together on almost a daily basis now, working together with Pastor Mom. And I tell you, I've learned so much from my sister, from this wise mother during this time. And I feel like I'm going to cry or something. But it's been a great blessing. To be with her, to walk with her by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And so without any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to all Coleman. Welcome, Pastor Catherine.
Well, good evening to you, Apostle, and to everyone that's on the line here this evening. It's a privilege and an honor to be on here tonight, and I just want to let you know that you have taken me way back. I've had to go back in my memories about some things here, and it's been a joy to even just kind of look over some things that we're going to discuss this evening. So I just want to tell you thank you so much for this great and wonderful opportunity this evening.
Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome, Pastor Catherine. And we're still caring for Pastor Mom. If anything goes on, we'll just click right into what we need to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So Let's start with your favorite scripture, and she and I quote scriptures to each other every day.
Amen.
So what's your favorite scripture, Pastor Catherine?
Well, you know, I'm going to just name two of them here, but you know, I have many scriptures that are favorites, but I'm just going to, for time's sake, I'll just name two of them here. And one of them, as you know, is Psalms 23:6. His goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And that particular scripture, there was a situation that was that came up with my husband. I guess that's been about, almost 15 years ago, right before he had gone on dialysis. Right before he was on dialysis at that particular time. And that was a situation that happened, and I thought that he was just gone. I thought, you know, his life was just almost taken away. And as I was as everything came out okay, and I was driving away from the house, and God, and I could just hear God say it so clearly. He said, "My goodness and mercy gonna follow you." And I said, "Oh God, thank you so much. Your goodness and mercy. I've seen your hands today. Your goodness and mercy did follow. It followed us, Lord God, and I thank you." And I just held on to that for so long. I just held on to it for so long, and up until even now. And also Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you know, as I think I've talked about that on this program. I don't know whether it was on this one or the other one. But anyway, this one came from when I had the COVID. And then I got it, I think I had it 2020, January 2021. And then I got it again in July of 22. Mm-hmm. And God said, "If I did it once, I'll do it again. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore." And I've held on to that too. That just it's all part of me. So those are two of the favorite ones that I have for this particular time.
Amen. Amen. And that his goodness and mercy. So every morning,
yes, I greet you with that one every morning.
Yeah. I greet her with, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And she responds,
His goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. Amen.
Amen. And then we can go on with our day. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go way back in time now and talk about your salvation experience. What happened when you got saved?
Well, I'm going to say I got saved when I was 9 years old. I gave my life to the Lord when I was 9 years old. I think that was like the first, maybe not the first week, but maybe like the second time I had been in a church at all. My step-grandfather had passed, and my grandmother decided that she wanted to go back to church because she said she couldn't make it, you know, without God. And she wanted to go back to church. But anyway, we had gone to, there was a revival that they would have. I think that was about 5 or 6 months after my grandfather had passed. And there was a revival. And my grandmother said she was going because she was still grieving. And I'm sorry that he had to leave, but I thank God for that particular time because otherwise I probably would have never gone to church. But anyway, wow. At that particular time, they would have like the morning bench. They would come and they would stay a whole week because they would go from church to church in the county, in the particular county which was the Cahoma County that I lived in at that particular time. And they were there for a whole week. And that same, like as I said, that same pastor would go throughout the county. But in this particular, in our particular area, he was there for a week. And they would put chairs up at the front, which they would call the morning bench. And they asked if you wanted, you know, to receive the Lord as your Savior in Jesus Christ. And I went up and sat down. And I think I had a cousin to come follow me. had to sit there. And when you would go up, you had to just sit there until the service was over with. Because they were constantly, you know, asking people, you know, if they want to be saved. So I think that was my first experience with salvation. However, when I got married, I knew I needed to go back to church.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I had gone back to church. I went back to church with at New Sinai Mount Baptist Church. And I was a Sunday school teacher. And every year we would go through, you know, we would have the children to go through the scriptures, and we would even do plays and things about Jesus died on the cross and rose again. Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And I said, I'm just so tired of them saying Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. I'm just so tired of hearing that. Mind you, I'm a Sunday school teacher. And then all of a sudden, it kind of like one year, it just really kind of hit me. And I said, oh, my God, Jesus died for me. He did it for me. And I just said, thank you, Father. You died for me. And I think that was the first real experience I had with God, that he had really done that for me. So I just want to say, I believe that I did have two encounters with the Lord. So even when I was a child, when I got saved at 9, I mean, I used to just pray. And many of the things that I prayed for as a child.
Mm-hmm.
They came to pass, and I just say that was my first experience with salvation, and my second one was I guess I was almost probably in my late 30s.
Wow. Amen. Wow, that is something. Like when
I'm
the
sorry,
word
I'm sorry.
Of God.
It wasn't late 30s, but early 30s, because I had just gotten married. It was early 30s. I'm sorry.
Amen. But I can understand, like, when the word of God just slips, it's like it just slips right into your heart.
Yes. Amen.
You know, and before you just heard it, you know, I remember just saying the Lord's Prayer, and it was just something I just said and something I just recited. But suddenly it just slipped right into my heart, and it was like, yeah. You know, our Father, really, who art in heaven. Amen. That's a blessing. The word of God does not return unto him void or empty, but it accomplishes all that he pleases. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad about it in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then you got water baptized. What happened with that?
Well, water baptism, I was baptized 3 times. The first time I was baptized in a little river down in Mississippi, Clarksville, Mississippi. And I just remember there were quite a few of us, adults and children, And I was just so happy that I was baptized. And then my second time I got baptized, which was a terrible experience, and sadly to say that I didn't want to do it. Because we had gone to a church, and they asked us to be baptized in Jesus' name. And I sat down and I told the pastor, as we were having our new membership classes, and he said, "Now I want all of you to get baptized. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, I want you to get baptized in Jesus' name." And I stood up and I said, "Well, I don't think I need to be baptized again, because I've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." I said, "I don't think I need to be baptized again." He said, "Well, if you want to belong to this church, you're going to have to be baptized in the name of Jesus."
Wow.
So I said, at that particular time, was my husband and I, and he had no problem with it, but it was me. But anyway, I went on and I got baptized because I was just sticking to my, I guess, I was just sticking to my belief, my own belief, what I had in my heart. But anyway, I had gone, and on my job, there was a young lady. Her name was Dorothy Hare. And she said,
"Yeah."
I knew she was a woman of God. And I said, "You know, we've gone to a church, and this pastor wanted us to be baptized in the name of Jesus." And I said, "I don't think I need to be baptized again, because I've already been baptized once." And she said, "Catherine, is that going to hurt anything for you to be baptized? What is that hurting? What is it hurting?" And I said, "Oh, okay then, okay." So when it was time, I went on and got baptized. So later on, I think it was probably maybe a year or so later, I went to the pastor and I said, "I want to be baptized again, because I had the wrong I had the wrong attitude when I got baptized, when you first told us to get baptized." And I said, "I want to be obedient to you." And I said, "Whatever I need to do," I said, "to belong to this church and to be close to God, I said, I want to be baptized again." And it was such a joy to be baptized again. So I've been baptized 3 times. I'm not so proud to say all of that, but that's what happened.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, you know, I kind of went through not quite the same thing, but the second time I was baptized, the first time Baptist Church, second time it was because the pastor said, you know, "You must be baptized in the name of Jesus." And that was a Pentecostal church. And so I just prayed. I said, "God, you know, you want me to go ahead and do this?" And he said, yeah, go ahead and do it. And it was a wonderful experience. So I'm glad you did it that third time to have that wonderful experience.
Amen.
Yes. And thanks for your transparency, you know, saying that, because, you know, you've been a pastor for a long time. And to say, "Hey, I got baptized, but I didn't want to." So, it's a word, though, that you just said, "Okay, you know, I want to be obedient." Amen.
From my heart. You know, from my heart. It wasn't from my heart in the beginning.
Yeah, and that's a testimony right there of obedience to go ahead and do that. Amen. Amen. I think about your grandson, you know, God rest his soul, when he was alive, you know, unless he understood what was going on, he wasn't going to be a part of it. Amen. What he what to, when he was in elementary school, he told the he was in a Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
And he told what he wasn't gonna do. He said, "No, I'm not gonna do that." I think when he was a little boy.
He wasn't gonna confess his sin to the priest. He could go straight to Jesus himself.
It kind of got passed down a little bit there. Amen. Amen. So now tell us about, now I love this one. I really remember more than anything else, you being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Tell us about that.
Well, I'll try to make it short. But anyway, you know, our sister Helen, Pastor Helen, she came and she introduced the family to the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And she would come here every year, and she would be asking people to be filled, asking family members to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And you know, I was in the Baptist church, and they always told us that, you know, when you get saved, you feel. You don't need to be, you know, you don't need to be speaking in tongues. You feel with the Holy Spirit. So that's what I was being taught. But then I started reading the Word. And when I saw Paul said, "I speak in tongues more than anyone," I said, "Oh my God!" He said, "He's speaking in tongues more than any of you." And I said, "I want to be filled. I want everything God has for me."
Hallelujah.
But in the meantime, even before I got to that point, my mother would always ask me, "Catherine, don't you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit?" And I would say, "No, ma'am, I'm already filled." And then Helen would ask, and I think Helen got kind of a little discouraged. I guess she said, "I'm not asking anymore." And so one day I said, "Helen, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit." And she said, "Oh," she just said, "Okay, all right." And I want to say, "Well, when are you going to introduce me? When are you going to lead me?" But anyway, my brother was doing his first sermon in San Antonio, Texas. And we all, my mom and my sister, I think we, I'm trying to see, did we drive? I can't remember how. But anyway, we had gone to San Antonio. We were all in my brother's Herbert house. And I said, "Helen, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit." Anyway, she sat down and she went through all the scriptures and everything, why God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I began to just to say, "Hina." And that was all I got was "Hina." When she started praying with me, I said, "Hina." She said, "Well, you just keep saying that, and God going to just overflow with you. One day it's just going to overflow." And so I went back home. This was back in, I think, 1985. And I went back home, and every morning I would get up and I would pray. I would start praying, "Hina, Hina, 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 Hina."
Hallelujah.
And then one day I was praying, and God it was like I had an out-of-body experience. I could see looked like I was up high. I was up high. I was standing up high, looking at myself in my body. And my body was, my spirit was just praying. It just starts flowing. Oh, and I was just so excited because it was like God had just taken over my whole being that day. Hallelujah. That was the most exciting day I ever had. And even when I went out, after I finished praying, I had gone out, and the first person I saw was my son, and I just started hugging him. I think he was about 3 or 4 years old. I said, oh, Maurice, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. I've been filled. I've spoken tongues. I've really, really spoken tongues. And he said, oh, that's good, Mommy. That's good, Mommy. Good, Mommy. And so I didn't really want to tell. I think that same morning, my other sister, that sister Martha, that passed on away. We were going to breakfast that morning, and he was excited with me, and I was excited. But anyway, I wasn't going to say anything to my sister because I knew she didn't believe in it at all. And my son said, "Aunt Martha, guess what? My mommy spoke in tongues today. She spoke in tongues." She just said, But anyway, make a long story short, everything just was so beautiful. Looked like the trees. I mean, when I looked at the trees, they looked different. I mean, that everything that God had made, it was just so beautiful. And people that I met were just so beautiful. I mean, everything is just like everything just had changed. So I just thank God so much. I thank God for, once again, for my sister, God introducing leading my sister, and my sister bringing it back here. And, I mean, she would not leave the family alone. She wouldn't leave us alone. I thank God so much. And I thank God.
Amen.
It just kind of, after I got filled, looked like it spread throughout the family. It just spread it throughout. It just went haywire to me. And I just thank God so much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And speaking of Pastor Price, yeah, she's always there. I'll say it from this way. She was always there available to help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to help us to understand, you know, what was going on. And, she prayed with me as well, but via recording. I had a recording of her praying in tongues with one of my nieces, or praying with her to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I prayed along with that recording that she had sent to me. And then our youngest sister, Mary, I lived in New Jersey at the time, she came over, and then she laid hands on me to be, and, you know, and we prayed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, and that was like years after you, like about 6 years after you were filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Glory to God. All right, let's go on to your favorite song, amen, and of your song, and then if that's not the same song, but a song that helps you to get into the presence of the Lord.
The song that gets me into the presence of the Lord one of the songs is "I Worship You, O Lord." I want to sing it. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you, oh God. I worship you with all my heart. I don't know all the words to it, but that's the song I put on, and I just sing along with it. And then the other one, another one is "In His Presence is Fullness of Joy." And
hallelujah.
And another one. I have quite a few. You call me by name. And then I sing praises to your name. I sing praises to your name. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that every every morning. When we're caregiving with mom, Pastor Mom, and taking care of her, one of the first things that we do is turn on the praise and worship music. And so we're having a praise and worship session right there, you know. To do to prepare her for the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The other, I know we're kind of going on, but I just kind of want to kind of piggyback on Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Master, one of my favorite songs also that I also get in the presence of. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all day long. Just praising all day long. And then another one is, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus is
Hallelujah.
The best thing.
Amen. Yeah, that'll take you right on in. Amen. Glory to God. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I was trying to think of a song that I know that's one of your favorites, but I know you can't tell it all right here.
Right.
Amen. But I think that might be the Blessed Assurance that I can recall with you so much. Amen.
Well, I don't know. That was one that has really been in my heart since New Sunny Mile. As a matter of fact, my son learned to play that on the piano. I asked him to learn to play that, and I think that was the last song that he played when he was going to piano lesson, the Blessed Assurance. And the other one is Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's not the name of the song. The name of the song is Jesus is the best thing. Because I was thinking that that was the name of it, but it's Jesus is the best thing. If anybody ever want to write my story, for whatever reason there might be, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So let's go on to you being a mother. We've talked about your salvation experience and all of that. You being a mother, what do you like most about being a mother?
There are a few things about that I loved about being a mother. One of the things was when my children were little, you know, bonding with them. You know, being able to comfort them, being able to support them, being able to put a diaper on them, and they look at me like they're saying, oh, thank you so much. And just being able to feed them, you know. And they look at, and then they give you that eye contact, and just knowing that they really appreciate, you know, what you're doing. And just being able to love what God has created on the inside of me. Loving what God has knitted on the inside of me. And he's entrusted me with something that he put on the inside of me. And it's so good to just to be able to love them. And just to also be able to see them develop physically and mentally, at every stage, you know, of their life, just spending time with them, and also just being able to correct them, being able to train them, and teaching them, you know, right from wrong, you know, being able to teach them God's word, and teaching them the values of life situations, you know.
Amen. Amen.
And just having fun with them, surprising them, doing little things for them. You know, when children are little, they just appreciate, I mean, the smallest little thing that you can do for them, and they just appreciate it so much, you know.
Mm.
I always wanted them to stay about 10 or 11 years old. I didn't want them to go any farther.
Yeah, that's a good age right there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they got to grow up.
Yeah, they got to grow up. Yeah, they
are. Yeah, and it seems like they grow up so fast.
You just
want to hug them and just be in that moment with them, because you know after a while, you know, they're just going to be so, you know, grown up and go on. Amen. So now, tell us about your children.
Well, my daughter, I have two daughters. One is my biological daughter. The other one is my daughter that my husband had before we were married. I won't say her age. Well, I guess I can say her age. One is 58, and one is 58, and the other one is 53. And then my son is 41.
Amen.
I don't know.
Amen. And we thank God that all of them are born again. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Pam is an elder in the church.
Pam's
an
elder.
And
mm-hmm. Elder?
Yeah.
She also works with the children. And my other daughters have sang in the choir at the church. However, you know, she has some challenges. You know, she go and come. But she sang and has a beautiful voice. Also, my son is also, as you said, is the pastor of the church at this particular time.
Amen. Amen. And so tell us about the challenges you had raising your children, some of the challenges.
Well, I kind of wrote down two different things here about being challenged. The challenge for my own self, and then I kind of talk about them for a minute. One of the challenges that I had was not being able to stay home with my children. The other challenge was also that, you know, when I had to work, and there was a time I had to send my daughter to school in a cab, and that was a challenge for me. And then I had to also send my son to aftercare, which I wanted to, you know, be able to be home with him. I was blessed to have my grandmother, to be able to take care of my son up until he was, well, my son and my daughter, up until they were, you know, up until my daughter went to school, and up until my son was 3 years old. And then when he was 3 years old, I was blessed that he could go with my mom to daycare, because my mom taught daycare and he was able to be with her. But the challenge that I had with them was to be able to let them go as they turned to be teenagers, when they had to start experiencing branching out with other children. My daughter kind of told me a fear at one time that she was going to one place, but she went someplace else, and I found out about it. And so I had to kind of ground her for probably about a couple of weeks. It might have been a little longer. My son preached on Sunday, and he talked about the things that how I had disciplined him, and I couldn't some of those issues I couldn't remember. But anyway, the challenge I also had with my daughter was she would go to school and she would at that time, you know, I told her she wasn't old enough to wear lipstick. I think she was like 13. She might have been 13 or 14. And I said, you know, I don't want you wearing lipstick. But she, when she got to school, she would wear lipstick. And not only lipstick, she would wear the black lipstick at that time. I guess they're wearing black again. Not black, but it was really dark. And
oh, wow.
The other challenge I had with her was when she would do her homework at home, but when she would got to school, she wouldn't turn her homework in. And I said, well, what happened? We sat down and we did your homework together. What happened? You didn't turn your homework in. And she said, if I turn my homework in, Mom, the kids would laugh at me. So I said, you know what? I don't care if no one in that class will turn their homework in. You better turn your homework in.
Right. As much work as we did on that homework.
So that was some of the challenges that I had with her. And my son, two challenges that I know I had with him was that he would, every New Year's Eve, he would go to New Year's Eve service with us. But this particular New Year's Eve, he did not want to go with us. He said, I want to go with my friends this time. And I started saying, no, you're not. You're going with us. And the Lord said, no, let him go. Let him go.
Mm.
So I went on and I let him go. But anyway, they had an accident. And so he still had to. He ended up, the police had to bring him back to the service where we were. So he still had to end up spending the New Year's Eve service with us.
Wow. You know, he was a teenager then?
Yeah, he was a teenager then. I think I kind of went ahead of myself. The other thing that he did, this was when he was in grade school, he and his friend had written something about a teacher or something. I can't even remember the exact thing that he did, but he had written something, and the teacher had him to write a scripture. And when he got home, I told him, I said, now, so if you were so bold enough to do that, I said, okay, you're going to do the same thing you did at school. Now, he said, Sonny, I made him do it I made him do it 1,000 times. I don't think I made him do it that many times. So he had to write the scripture.
Maybe 500, right?
But those are some of the challenges that I had with him.
Amen. So I know it's getting kind of time, close to the time where we're going to open up the line for everyone. So if you have any comments, questions, any prayer requests, because Pastor Catherine is a praying woman. Amen. She organizes prayer. Like we have a prayer that we do every Tuesday morning at 6:15 in the morning. There's people who call in and we all pray together. She also organizes our family prayer. She heads our family prayer. And so, putting our family together so that we can pray together. So we didn't cover that much, but she is definitely a praying woman. Amen. So we want to ask maybe another question, and then about food. I just want to kind of go over that because you're a good cook, too. Amen. She's our Meister griller, too. And, you know, so many good things that she cooks. So I want to go over that. And then if you want to tell, you know, about your children doing chores, we'll do that. And then we want to see what you would say to young mothers who are raising children. And then we're going to have you say prayer, and then we'll begin to open up the line. Amen. So let's go back to some food. What meals did you cook maybe when money was low, and what's your couple of your favorite recipes?
Well, when my money was kind of low, at that time, hamburger was one of the cheapest meats that you could buy. And so I would make, they weren't anything that you really had to put together too much. I would do like hamburgers, Sloppy Joe's, hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
And spaghetti. And I'd get about 3 pounds of hamburger, and it would never last. I would make it stretch all week long. And then if we had company, anybody would come over, I would make it seem like we really had something. Then I would bake a couple of chicken. And I would have chicken and dressing, chicken and rice, and string beans. So that's what I would have when money was really low.
Amen. Those are good things there.
Yeah.
Okay, any recipes you want to share?
Well, I guess so. I could just share my canned yams, which is very easy.
Okay.
Yeah, just peel your potatoes, cut them up, or slice them up. You can make them into spears, or even just slice them up. And just put them in a pan, put them in a pot or a pan, and no water or anything in it. Just put sugar over it. If you got a small amount, most of the time I have kind of like a small amount, not a large amount, unless I'm doing something for a whole family, you know, for a holiday or something. But for my family of four, which I would do like, about a cup of sugar, I guess I would just say about 2-3 large potatoes and a cup of sugar and probably a stick of butter, and just put it all in a pan at one time and put the top on it, no water or anything, and just turn it on and let it cook probably about 20 minutes. I don't stir them or anything, because if you stir them, that would make them like mashed potatoes. But anyway, I would take them and just pour them in another pot so they can cook from the top to the bottom. And that's what I do the canned yams.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to take that recipe to heart. I mean, I can cook a bunch of things, but candy yams is not one of the things that's on my list. So thank you. Hey, and when I want some candy yams, I usually say, can you make some?
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. I mean, and I just didn't know, because, you know, when you do candy yams, there's a lot of water in it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it just makes its own, huh?
It makes its own, and sometimes you have to pour it. If it's too much water, you have to pour it off. Just pour some of the water off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And then you were asking me about the children's chores. When my children were like 10, well, I really introduced the dishes to my children when they're 6 or 7 years old. I would let them get up and, you know, and I would let them wash a couple of dishes just to kind of getting them ready. and they would do that every now and then. And then when they turned about 10, they would be on their own. Then they would have to learn they would have to do their bed, make up their beds every morning. Then by the time they turned apart about 11, they would I would make them start doing the dishes by themselves. And then by the time they turned 12, they would start doing the restroom. And then when they got 13, they would start mopping and cleaning the refrigerator out. Now my son, he didn't do too much of the cleaning the refrigerator out, because he said I would rather do the restroom and mop. Oh, he would have to also mow the lawn. So at that particular age, but both my daughters would clean the refrigerator when my other daughter was there with us, because sometimes she would be there with us, and both of them would clean the refrigerator out when they were like 13.
Okay.
So those are the children.
Amen. Yeah, that's good. And that helps them to be able to do things. I know Pastor Mom was saying how she trained the boys and the girls, mm-hmm. you know, how to cook and how to clean as well.
Yeah,
so all of us, we may not do it as much as we should do it, but we all know how to cook and we all know how to clean.
Right. Then when they got 12, I forgot to put that up. I forgot to say that they would have to wash their own clothes.
Oh, by 12?
Yeah, at 12, they would start washing their own clothes.
All right. No matter how they turned out.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Well, I would show them how to do it.
Yes. Yeah, I remember some of the boys in college did not know how to wash clothes. I mean, didn't know how to separate clothes out, and they would just throw everything, you know, in the washer and the dryer together. So yeah, that's important things to know. So now, as we get ready to close this part, what would you say to young mothers who are raising children, and then, you know, if you say what you would say to them, then pray for mothers?
Okay. Well, I would say to young mothers at this particular time that I know this is a bad word, to stay home. I know we like our money. I know we like our clothes and jewelry and all of that. But to stay home with your children is the best investment that you could ever make. However, I didn't do it, but I could see that. I wanted to do it, but I didn't do it. I wasn't able to do it. My husband didn't agree with me doing it, so I didn't do it. I start early talking about things that they will have to face as an adult. Don't wait till they get an adult, but start waiting. Start talking to them early about the things that they might have to face when they get an adult age. And some of the things that you need to start talking early to them about, one of the things is first of all, to get to know the Lord. Help them to get to know the Lord at an early age. And help them not to depend on even the church or anybody else to give them God's word, but you teach them God's word yourself. There are so many things out there for children, but teach them about salvation. Teach them also, as I said, about things that they have to face when they get an adult. I used to always tell my son that, you know, there's going to be a time that you're going to be married and you're going to have your own children. You talk about that right now. And so you don't have to have a job. So, you know, you need to start early trying to find a job. You know, don't wait till you get grown. Don't even wait till you graduate from high school. But you're going to have to practice now and finding a job right at this time. And the same thing for my daughter. I mean, I just told them, you know, you're going to, before you even get married, you're going to have to try to take care of yourself. And so you need a job. So you need to start talking early. You can't wait until that particular time comes, but you have to start early. Also trust our children with other teenagers. Trust our children, you know, when they become to be, when they get to the age of being teenagers. You have to trust God with them because they're going to want to go out with other children. They're going to want to do that. And I know sometimes we don't want them to go out. I know sometimes there are children that they might associate with that we don't even like them sometimes. But we have to trust God and trust the things that we have put on the inside of them. And so I just want to just pray for mothers at this particular time that God would just give you wisdom and guidance and direction in the things that you have to even do for your children at this particular time. So, Father, I just come in Jesus' name, and I just thank you, Lord, so much for your new mercies and grace for this day. I thank you for every mother that might be even listening to this tonight. I pray, Lord God, right now, is there anybody that have gotten weary, and, Lord God, bringing their children up, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, right now that you give them endurance, and that, Lord God, if there be a mother, Lord God, that's out there who may not even like that child or like their behavior, but, Father, I pray that they would pray and ask God, to ask you, Lord, to give them a love for their children in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them wisdom and guidance, knowing exactly what to say to their children, even while they're little, even the things that they have to face, even as when they get to be adults. I pray, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that they won't, Lord God, pass this opportunity up, Lord God. I thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, that they will invest their time, Lord God, invest their time with their children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that they won't just let their children go. Because many of us, Lord God, we think that when our children begin to be teenagers, Lord God, we say we can let them go. But they're not ready to go, but they need to stay. We need to stay close to them, help them to stay close to their children in the name of Jesus, and don't let go in Jesus' name. And we just want to say thank you, Father, for once again for giving them your wisdom. Let them, Lord God, always seek you first, the kingdom of heaven, and Lord God, and you said all things would be added. Lord God, for most of all, wisdom, knowing what to say, and let them know, Lord God, that every child is different. No child is the same. And, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give them wisdom and guidance and direction, Lord God, knowing exactly how, Lord God, to teach each one of their children. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you also for providing for each one, Lord God, when times get rough, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would give them, Lord God, wisdom, knowing, Lord God, how to even prepare meals when things are, Lord God, are low, Lord God, in the home in the name of Jesus, when they don't have that much money in the name of Jesus. And so we just want to say thank you, Lord. Wisdom with everything, and they will, Lord, most of all, that they will seek you. Teach them, Lord God, also, Lord God, to pray with their children, to always pray with their children in the name of, pray with their children. We even about situations that they might want to hide from their children. Sometimes our children need to know the parents are going through, so they can see God working, so they can see God work things out. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Catherine. Very good advice. Amen. Good words of wisdom. Hallelujah. I feel like I just want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are ones who have pressed their number one key. If you haven't pressed your number one key yet, we still do have some time. And we'll be opening up the lines. Hallelujah. Amen. I see you, Minister Rachel and family. Reverend Treva, and then we see you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. We're opening up the line now for, wait, I don't know. I think Pastor Mom is asleep. Hold on one second. Pastor Mom is asleep, right, Pastor Catherine?
Yeah, she's asleep.
Okay. Amen. And we praise God that through everything that she's resting well. She had therapy today, occupational therapy. So we know that that's a little tiring. So she's resting now. Amen. She's doing well, and she's resting. Okay, Minister Rachel and family, opening up the line for you. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Oh, hi. God bless you, Pastor Casey, my God, Mom, and God bless you, Pastor Catherine, my God, Aunt, sharing some of the wonderful things that God has brought you through. I was listening and laughing, I know, because raising kids is it just takes the help of the Lord every step of the way to be
yes.
with them, because God did allow me to have secular jobs, and he knew my desire was to homeschool. And so transitioning to that, I had to straight up, you know, just lean on the Lord because of finances and stuff like that. And the things
yeah.
I went through with my actual family, because I didn't have that closeness and that support system when I first had my daughter, Renee, of what happened to me years ago. That God took me through that, and he helped me mentally, spiritually, and physically to get through those things. And he's still helping me. I just thank God for you sharing and your experience about being filled with the Holy Spirit. I just thank God for you too, God, Mom, because you came to my home and my kids wanted to receive, you know, Marcus asked, and they were little when they asked this. They were to receive the Holy Spirit and get their life to the Lord, and they did it. And we were sitting on that brown couch in my old house, that cow house that on that. It was really nice. And so my two princesses, they began their heavenly language of Malachi a little bit, but he got a little discouraged. But I believe God will bring things back to him. And Marcus
Amen.
And I will be one day praying with us, and you'll hear them giving God glory and stuff. Hallelujah. They won't be afraid around others who have said some things. And I pray for those who have said some things, because Jesus said it'd be like a millstone round about their neck. You know, if they discourage the children, I know I'm paraphrasing, Lord, please forgive me. But we not to do that. When children are motivated and want, we don't have to make them want Jesus. They actually have a heart to want to know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta feed that, and we gotta encourage that, and we gotta instill that if they are young. And the woman of God is right. Yes, we gotta do that while they are young, so that they can take that with them and share with their friends and stuff with boldness, because my kids be playing outside, and with boldness they tell them about Jesus. And even so, sometimes the kids ask them, what's that? And then they begin to tell them. And like we was playing this game called reality, and they was on there, and there was a woman holding in my little princess, and she was ministering to her. My daughter, Amber, my 11-year-old, was ministering to the grown young lady on the reality type. It was like little animated type of thing. And we were all talking and ministering to her. And I believe seed has been sown, even though at times she had rejected. But I believe as we kept going on there, we kept sowing seeds, because we was letting her know that God loves her and stuff. And she began to just listen to what Amber was saying. I was like, God, I thank you for my daughter. How you use her to just speak to people that I probably myself wouldn't have been able to speak to. In my princess mm-hmm. open up to people and sow that seed. And so to God be all the glory for that, for guiding me and for allowing me while they were in my womb to share with them Christ in me, the hope of glory, his word. And I thank God, Pastor Catherine, and for you, Godmom, and all the seeds that were sown, and Pastor R. Helen, all the seeds that were sown. My children hear it when I put on the services and I put it on speaker, and they hear. And that's getting sown into them, and that's getting into their spirit. And they ask questions about it, and God gives me the answer to tell them and share that, and they're able to go outside and share it with their friends when they ride riding their bike and scooter. All right, I love y'all. Let me not hold up the line.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Minister Rachel. Praise God. And a happy birthday again to Marcus. Amen. Okay, Reverend Treva.
Hi,
welcome, Reverend.
Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Catherine. I just wanted to say God bless you and thank you for your wonderful testimony, Pastor Catherine. And I just enjoyed the service, and I just say God bless you and minister to my heart. I'm an aunt and a godmother. So although I didn't have children, and I was a Head Start teacher too, so I've been in positions, mother-in-like positions. So I just thank God for the knowledge and wisdom that you shared tonight. And God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome.
Amen.
Have
Thanks
a great
for
evening.
Sharing. Okay.
You're welcome.
You too. And yes, you are a mother in many ways. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor Price, anyone else? We still have some time. You can press your number one key. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Catherine, and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. You know, Pastor Catherine, I always enjoy hearing the Lord minister through you. You say, you know, they say when Dean Winter speaks, the whole world listens. But when my sister speaks, I listen. And I thank God for you. I often called you the Charles Stanley of our family because of the anointing upon your life. Not only beautiful on the outside, but more beautiful on the inside. And a woman of honor, integrity, and kindness, and a very, I've seen you, a very good mother. And I just thank God for you. You really led the way for us as our sister. And when my birthday came up, and we were at my birthday, and one of the men that was at the birthday party, they said, you younger than your sister? That's what I asked him when I was in. I said, yeah. I said, that's my older sister. I said, but she looks young. She really does. So I praise God. So it's not, but you know, sometimes there are people who are beautiful on the outside, but there's some things going on in the inside. Well, I thank God for you. Thank God for sharing today. I was thinking about today. It's a lady that you also remind me of. She's 80 years old today. And I can remember when I would go to New York and I would stay at Carrie. At Minister Carrie Damon's house. You know, Apostle, can you remember Minister Carrie Damon? Minister Carrie Damon. Her 80th birthday is today. But she reminds
me
so much of you. She's 80 years old today. And she looks good now. She's 80 years old, but she don't look 80. She looks very, very good, and she reminds me so much of Pastor Catherine, because she's a minister, she's a prayer warrior, she's raised her children, grandchildren, helped with their lives and been instrumental. So I just thank God for all of the words that you shared today. It just blessed my heart. You know, I was had it in my earphones, had my earphones on at first, listening, and then I said, I'm gonna take this off so the girls can listen too. You know, I mean, they need to hear some of the testimonies that you give, and some things are so wonderful. There are things that I didn't know that you had, you know, been through. I didn't know of some of the things that you faced in your life. you know. And I said, this is so good to have this time so that we can be able to hear things that maybe we wouldn't have heard before. So I just want to thank God for you. There's a lot of stories I could tell, one of my favorite ones I could tell, but I'm not telling those stories right now because this is the night that we celebrate. There's so many I could, I am not so many, it's just one particular one that I like to share all the time, but I'm not going to do that tonight. But I thank God for you, Pastor Catherine. I thank God for you being a big sister to us that led by example and strength.
Yeah.
I thank God for you, how you care for Mom and how you and Apostle care for Mom. I just thank God. And still being, even at the age that you are now, I continue to lift your hands up in prayer and lift you up in prayer, praying your strength in the Lord, you and Apostle's strength in the Lord, and thanking God for Mom having daughters that love her so much and were willing to care for her. And so I just thank God. So I thank God for you tonight. Thank God for the word. Thank God for this time. And I really, really enjoyed every single part. And may you have a blessed night. You all have a blessed night tonight. Glory to God. And love you both.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Catherine, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, amen. Amen. You're very quiet.
I'm
all
sorry,
is well?
I
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, amen. This has been a wonderful, wonderful night. And, yeah, just like Pastor Price said, there were some things that you talked about tonight that I did not know. You know, I hadn't heard that. Some I knew, some I didn't know. So it's always good to hear that. So as we get ready to close tonight, I usually just ask our speaker to give closing remarks and closing prayer. But before we do that with you, I know your heart. You have the heart of an evangelist. And, you know, I know in times you have prayed, God send somebody so that they can get saved. Amen. So we want you tonight to minister salvation and to pray the prayer of salvation if someone is listening tonight and want to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they may even be listening in the future. So we'd just like for you to minister, Pastor Catherine.
You know, God says he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And then he says, you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And it's so simple. And for us to give our lives to the Lord. And so tonight, I just would like for you to pray along with me if you have not never given your life to the Lord. Just pray this very, it's a very simple prayer that I would like for you just to pray along with me today. And we never know, this might be your last day here on earth. We never know. So many people today, they leave the house and they never return. They never return. And so we just want to make sure that all are saved. I don't know whether you listen tonight or whether you'll be listening to this in the future. But just pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my
sins. Dear Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your forgiveness power.
For your forgiveness power.
Toward me.
Toward me.
I believe.
I believe.
Jesus died.
Jesus died.
And rose again.
And rose again.
For me and my sins.
For me and my sins.
So tonight.
So tonight.
I give my heart.
I give my heart.
I give my life.
I give my life.
To you.
To you.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To give me a desire.
To give me a desire.
To read and study your word.
To read and study your word.
So that I may know.
So that I may know.
Your directions.
Your directions.
For my life.
For my life.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
And show me the way.
And show me the way.
That I might go.
That I might go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved. You are born again, and heaven is your home. And we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. You are now in right standing with God. And it may have seemed like a simple prayer, a simple short prayer, but Jesus did all the work. Our part is to simply believe and receive. And you've done that tonight through that prayer. So welcome, welcome to the kingdom of God. We want to pray for you, and we pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to talk right, power to walk right. Hallelujah. Power to even read the word of God and to understand it. Hallelujah. I love that prayer. Give me a desire to read your word. Amen. So the Lord gives you a desire, and then he'll give you understanding as well in the name of Jesus. And we pray right now that that your prayer language is released, that as he fills you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And so we thank God for you. And now we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. You can learn and grow at any Bible-believing church. And we want you, we're inviting you to learn and grow with us. You can call from anywhere in the United States, actually anywhere in the world. You can call our Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and be a part of our broadcast. Our phone number is area code 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. Amen. And I'm just going to tell you when our family of broadcasts air on the days and times. Every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. Every Sunday, 7 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And I'll be preaching on this Sunday. We're going through the book of Job. Hallelujah. And we're learning, we're finding out some things that God is revealing to us about himself, about his character and his nature through the book of Job. Amen. So that's this Sunday and every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays is our Bible teaching time. We have our Dr. Lorraine Navarro, who teaches us to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. On Tuesday, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where four people pray interpretation of tongues. It is so awesome, the way that the Lord speaks to us and through us and intercedes all over the world. So join us Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, we have two broadcasts on two different Wednesdays of the month. One is the second Wednesday of the month, and the other is the fourth Wednesday of the month. Now the second Wednesday is our healing service, the second Wednesday. So mark your calendars, set your cell phone alarms. Amen. Second Wednesday of the month is our healing service. We just had it last week. The next one will be on June the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And God always heals someone on those broadcasts. I think I want to remember the last one. It was four or five were healed during the broadcast. And then we got a word later that someone else was healed. Hallelujah, that we had prayed for. So join us. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey. Amen. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, still the same time, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, we have Anointed Pandemic Babies. The Lord has just been talking to us about these children who are from newborns to about 4 years old now, and what he's doing, he's pouring out his spirit. These children are doing things that are far beyond their years, and so we're talking about them. We're talking to some parents. We're praying for these children. God is very interested in these children. These are the last of the last days. So join us. Our next Anointed Pandemic Babies will be on the 24th, Wednesday the 24th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And then our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that's what you're listening to right now, our Thursday edition, we will have another, actually, we're going to have two mothers on next Thursday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we'll hear from these two dynamic women. And you'll also hear Pastor Price is going to be our host on next Thursday as well, 9 p.m. Central. Actually, next week, Lord willing, I will be spending some time in the presence of the Lord. So I'm going to be away for a while. And as I said on other broadcasts, I pray that if you would like some time away, that the Lord will grant that to you and set that up for you as well. So praise God. Still join us next week. We'll, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. Thank God to those who are walking along with us and helping us. And so Pastor Price will be along to help next week, doing some host duties next week. And also Minister Joy, working behind the scenes, she's going to be our engineer next week as well. So we look forward to for you still joining us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's go back to Pastor Catherine for closing remarks and closing prayer. And thank you, Pastor Catherine. Just had a delightful night with you tonight. And It's not very often that the Lord will lead me to have someone else pray the prayer of salvation, and you did really well with that. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, even though I was a little caught off of guard, but you said always be on ready. So thank you for that opportunity. Yeah, thank you so much for that great and wonderful opportunity. And it was a joy being here, like I said, tonight. I think I enjoyed kind of just going back, reminiscing about, you know, my children and the things that that I did, you know, in trying to raise them. They're not perfect children, but however, I did the best that I knew how to do at the time that was given to me. And I didn't have a lot of time. We think that we have a whole lot of time, but we really don't. That time just went so fast with our children. And I just say to mothers, even tonight, that whatever time you have, cherish that with them. And I know sometimes they're a little hard time. Sometimes they have some challenges, but just go through the challenge. And still, when that challenge is over with, it just enjoy them, because that time goes so very fast. So it was a great and wonderful privilege to be here tonight, and I thank you so much, Apostle, for inviting me. And I did write some things down so I can even pass these on to my children. I'm going to pass my notes on. Prayerfully, maybe they'll go back and listen to this archive. I didn't get a chance to say everything that I wanted to say, but however, God knows what he wanted me to say tonight. So thank you all, and God bless you.
Amen. So you're going to pray us out.
So, Father, we thank you, Lord, so much for this great and wonderful opportunity. Thank you for the people that came on and sacrificed their time. We just pray, Lord God, even as they go to sleep tonight, give them sweet sleep and sweet rest, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for every mother, Lord God, even those that might listen to this in the future. We're praying for them, Father. And we ask you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you give them your wisdom, give them your guidance, give them your direction in knowing what to do and how to raise their children, Lord, for such a time as this. And so, Father, we thank you, Father. We just give you glory. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much again, Pastor Catherine. So nice to just spend this time with you. And I was hearing the Lord say something as you were closing out in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And hallelujah. He said, you know, he hears your prayers, and he also hears the desires that are on your heart, because he put them there. Therefore, they shall be fulfilled. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. Love you all. Good night.
Love you all.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't. No?